This is SANews.com. Anti-apartheid 2.0? More than 600 Jewish organizations, the majority of Jews in the United States, sign a support letter for BLM and BDS despite BLM leaders' anti-Semitism. Informed South Africans are aware that Jews boast of the tremendous role Jews played in shoving South Africa into the hands of blacks. See the graphic on SANews.com. But it goes beyond just South Africa, which was only a small part of liberal Jews' disproportionately big role in promoting the radically far-left communist world order. More than 600 Jewish organizations representing the majority of American Jews have signed a letter in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, which was published in a full-page New York Times advertisement. With the recent call by a Jew, the son of the owner of the Ambassador Hotel in Clifton, Cape Town, that EFF cadres should invade white neighborhoods, is it not high time that the question of whether Jews have our best interests at heart or not is discussed, like they are doing in the USA now? In the US, conservative Jews are now also beginning to realize the danger that far-left liberal Jews represent. Israeli Minister of the Diaspora in New York said, "We can lose the US if liberal Jews continue to support BLM and BDS." Jewish Minister of Diaspora Nachman Shai warned last week that if liberal American Jews continue to support the boycott, disinvestment and sanctions BDS and Black Lives Matter movements, Jerusalem will completely lose the support of the United States. Nachman Shai combines the Israeli pro-Palestinian boycott movement BDS with Black Lives Matter BLM, which has been criticized for anti-Semitic remarks by some of its leaders, but still receives the blind support of many American Jews. Shai made a guest appearance on the American Jewish Committee's People of the Pod podcast, saying that he had recently informed fellow members of the Israeli government about the status of the American Jew, and told them that if we see more of the radical left and progressive liberal Jews continuing to support BDS and BLM, and similar to the Palestinians, relating to Israel as a genocide state or an apartheid state, we may lose America. Israel has long identified the BDS movement as a significant threat against Israel, but to whom millions of dollars have been donated, and some major Jewish organizations in the US have voiced their opposition to statements and views of some BLM activists. However, the movement gained the support of many American Jews, and the far-left Liberal Jewish Anti-Defamation League, ADL, spoke out against people portraying BLM supporters as violent extremists. Shai said that there are ideas to rely on other groups in America today for support of Israel instead of the American Jew, but that he rejects such proposals. He seemed to be referring to recent remarks by former U.S. Ambassador to the United States, Ron Dermer, who suggested that Israel prioritize the passionate and unequivocal support of evangelical Christians over those of American Jews, who he said criticize us. "I have to make sure that hundreds of thousands of you stay with us. They are very critical of what is going on in Israel. I also have a lot of criticism. It does not matter," said Shai. "Actually, we need to have the same values, we need to believe in the same thing, we need to come together and help each other for a future," Shai pleaded. Meanwhile, the Labour Minister has expressed the hope that in 2 years' time, he will not hear any more votes from the Democratic Party for refusing to send weapons to Israel or to support Israel internationally. During the recent Gaza conflict, several progressive lawmakers tried in vain to block the Biden administration's $735 million sale of precision-guided missiles to Israel, as pressure in the Democratic Party increased for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization. Shai said he relied on American Jews to influence the internal American public discourse in favor of Israel. "We need you for this," he said. "Not just for your donations and other ways to support Israel, which are much appreciated." Asked how he defines success for his position, the Minister of Diaspora said it would be to retain dual support for Israel. That any future president, whoever he is, will share Israel's values and interests. It does not come without a huge investment in this arena, he said. For more stories challenging the mainstream media, visit sanews.com.